Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast, your one and only Oxford events podcast. This week we're going to be covering ghostly goings-on at the Oxford Castle and the Oxford Playhouse, rare Doctor Who discoveries, and the Big Lebowski.
Whereas I've got the big issues covered, I'm talking politics, mental health and women's rights.
A little bit strident there, jumping in. We've also got an interview with Adam Kay of the Amateur Transplants, who you may know better for his sweary YouTube songs. So, let's get cracking.
So, to begin with, Tonight Till Saturday opened yesterday. West Side Story is at the New Theatre.
Amazing.
So it's arguably one of the 20th century's best musicals.
Arguably? There's no argument about it.
Well, I'm leaving room for debate here. It's totally okay till June 2014. It's been hugely popular already, and tickets are selling like hotcakes, but if you don't get to see it in Oxford, this one is so worth travelling for. You do know what you're getting with West Side Story, and in the show you're getting the best young dancers telling that familiar tale, but still surprisingly effective story, Romeo and Juliet, set in 50s New York.
It's a great mashup, isn't it? You can say you just see Stephen Sondheim being like, I've got this great idea for a musical.
And it sounds like it shouldn't be. I saw quite a bad Romeo and Juliet that was updated recently. Mm. And like sometimes it really doesn't work. This really does work. I've written a review which is online if you want to go and hear more, but it's a really, really great show done to a really high standard. It's fantastic.
Mm. How many thumbs up would you give it out of 3?
11.
That's a lot of thumbs. You must have a bit of inbreeding in your family. Okay, so that's a strong recommendation. Where can people see it?
At the New Theatre. It's on till Saturday this week.
That sounds amazing. Okay, well, also in serious theatre, what's the phrase the Americans use? Because they have musical theatre, and then they have something like legitimate theatre or something
straight
like that.
Straight drama.
Yeah, straight drama. Anyway, proper theatre, you know, like grown-ups see. There's a great piece of Scandinavian drama, which is on this week at the Oxford Playhouse. It's called Ghosts, and it is by, I would say, Norway's most famous playwright, Henrik Ibsen.
And that'd be great.
Absolutely. I can't say I've heard of any other Norwegian playwrights, but Ibsen is a big name. So this basically tells the story of the terrible secrets of a high society marriage being finally revealed, and the way that the sins of the past can continue to haunt us. It was scandalous in its day, Ghosts, in the late 19th, early 20th century, for being one of the first plays to mention syphilis, the existence of syphilis on stage. Spoiler alert, sorry, there is some syphilis, but it's a very affecting, very haunting drama. The original stage designs for Ghosts, when it was first put on, were done by Edvard Munch, painter of The Scream, the man holding the sides of his face. Yes. And that same kind of sense of Scandinavian angst, I think, is very much through the whole drama. But that's on until Saturday this week at the Oxford Playhouse.
And if you like things like Hedda Gabler or A Doll's House or Miss Julie,
100%.
It's totally in the same vein. So if
absolutely.
You've seen any of those this year, you'll probably like that one.
Or indeed any of the Scandinavian crime dramas that are so popular. I think they've got that very much that sort of sense of sort of doom and claustrophobia that the Scandinavians do so very well.
Very little daylight hours.
Exactly. Nothing to do except write dramas. What about some older school theatre?
Well, the Oxford Theatre Guild are putting on a show this week. They were last seen with their sell-out summer show, Pride and Prejudice.
They do some amazing dramas.
It was really well reviewed, and they are a great company. We're a big fan of them. So their autumn show is Measure for Measure, and it's on at the Northwood Arts Centre from Wednesday to Saturday this week. Measure for Measure is Shakespeare's kind of political drama. It's got corruption, religion, it's about mercy and justice. And the Oxford Theatre Guild are setting their version in modern-day America. So they're going for that sort of small-town conservatism and religion, which you can associate with some parts of modern-day America, which actually does kind of match and reflect a lot of the characters in Shakespeare's play.
That's very interesting.
So a really nice setting. Yeah. So the performances are 7:30 Wednesday to Saturday with a 2:30 matinee on Saturday. And if you've never seen an Oxford Theatre Guild show, then they really are very well produced.
Very
they
solid.
Do about 4 a year, and they've been doing plays for about 50 years in professional venues. They have great production values, and this sounds like a really interesting concept as well on a fantastic play.
Sounds amazing. Well, I've got something tonight, actually, if you're listening on Wednesday. If you're listening later in the week, I'm sorry, you should have been here when it came out. Subscribe to Oxcast on iTunes. But there's a chance to see an award-winning film for free. There's a free screening of the 2004 drama Hotel Rwanda in Wolfson College. Now, I know you've seen this. This film stars Don Cheadle, and it tells the true story of a hotel manager who sheltered Tutsis during the Rwandan genocide of 1994, and he saved over 1,000 lives. Now, this film has been called The African Schindler's List, and I think that's a very accurate summation. It's brilliant, you know, it's simply incredible, incredibly moving, incredibly effective, and it's one of those films where it has been praised very highly, I think, for its accuracy. And at the same time, you feel like you're watching something so gripping, so tense. It feels like it is a fictional story. This is also going to have an introductory talk, just to make it even more serious, from Dr. Phil Clark, a professor of African politics in London, who specialises in the study of genocide. Cheery day job there. But no, he is obviously going to give a really good, interesting perspective if you're at all interested in East Africa, in the kind of issues of the Rwandan genocide, or just in seeing a really amazing drama. I would say this is one tonight at 7:30 at Wolfson College.
Alan also spoke earlier this week to comedian Adam Kay.
Yes, that's right. He's a member of the Amateur Transplants. Well, let's hear him say about him himself.
I'm speaking now to Adam Kay, who is the Amateur Transplant. Hello, Adam. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So you're doing a show which is called Adam Kay's Bum Notes. Can you tell us basically what it is that you do?
I sit at a piano and I swear at strangers.
That must look great on the CV.
Yeah, my parents are delighted. I take songs that people already know and I ruin them. And I do that over and over again for an hour and a half. Yeah, eventually everyone's allowed to leave and I time it just right so everyone's missed the last bus home.
Obviously you're being very modest because your songs have been very popular. Probably the best known would be the London Underground songs, which obviously went viral back in, what was it, 2005?
Yeah, around about then. It was weirdly popular.
And you've had rave reviews up and down the country, sell out Edinburgh shows for years and years.
Clearly there's a market for lowest common denominator smut, and it's a market I've been glad to fulfil.
That's fantastic. Many of your songs have a kind of a medical note, because you are, or you used to be rather, a doctor, yes?
Yeah, I guess I still technically am one, although I'm not one who works. I mean, I've still got the degree certificate up somewhere, but I certainly don't inflict it on patients anymore. Yeah, no, I trained as a doctor, and so initially my material was all quite in-jokey, and, oh, this is what it's like to be a doctor, and that turned out to be quite a niche market. So I know I'm now much more sort of general comedian, but I do make the occasional nods to this slightly unusual career trajectory I followed.
What was it like doing both? Did you ever get patients asking you if they'd heard your songs?
It happened twice in clinic. Someone saying, "Excuse me for asking, are you the doctor who does the fairy?" and I would just say no. And look confused. And they would be mortified and it could never be mentioned again.
That sounds a very effective way of dealing with it.
But luckily my degree of fame was so slight that it could didn't happen more than twice.
Right. Obviously, you're more a general comedy writer as well. You've had writing credits now on, I see, Mongrels and Watson and Oliver, and also Rapid Obstetrics and Gynecology, a textbook.
I think Rapid Obstetrics and Gynecology doesn't appear on my writing CV at the moment. But
no.
Yeah,
less
the undergraduate textbook I wrote a long time ago. Well Googled.
Is this show going to be mostly your classics that people have YouTubed and loved, or will it be some new material in there?
There's lots of new material in it. But me and Elton John, we've got the same problems. Do we play new material, the terrible new stuff, or the classics everyone wants? I'll always put in favourites from the past, but I have to keep things fresh. And it has. I don't want people to come to a show and thinking they've already heard all the jokes before, because then that's not very funny. So yeah, that's it. It's a new tour.
Brilliant. Yeah, that sounds really good. Adam Kay's Bum Notes is going to be on at the Glee Club on Hythe Bridge Street on Thursday night. Anyway, thank you so much for talking to us, Adam.
Thank you for having me.
So Adam Kay's Bum Notes will be at the Glee Club on Thursday night. It starts at 7:15 p.m. And if you would be interested to hear more from Adam and, incidentally, myself, you can go to dailyinfo.co.uk/podcasts, where we've got a section called Oxcast Extras. And there's a longer interview where Adam talks about what it's like sort of singing very offensive songs and how he kind of reacts to... It's very interesting, actually. But, you know, I won't spoil it. Go off and listen to it if you're interested. What else have we got for the events?
Well, we're not all about the fun and games on the Oxcast. We are a lot about the fun and games, but not always. So some more serious events do happen in Oxford, and Blackwell's Bookshop is pretty good at putting them on and talking about the things that matter.
A bit of a debate.
So to expand your mind and exercise your intellect this week, this Thursday at 7 p.m. in Blackwell's, there is a Scottish referendum panel discussion.
Oh, serious.
So this discussion is going to cover what choices can be made in this referendum and explain the kind of facts and reality behind those. I'm not trying to persuade you. It's not meant to be convincing to vote either way. It's just kind of putting things straight.
We are straight. We are very neutral, yes, about Scottish independence here at Oxcast.
And so
yes.
We know, whichever way they do vote, I know there's only two options, Alwyn. It's going to be a really historic event, so you may as well engage with it now, learn a bit more. The talk is going to be in our local bookshop, Blackwell's, on Broad Street. It's only £3 for an evening's worth of serious discussion.
Back to fun and games, though. The Whitney Film Festival is on this week. It features a great selection of independent cinema screened in venues all around Whitney. So you can see coming-of-age drama Submarine, directed by Richard Ayoade, or a compilation of award-winning short films on Friday. But the real highlight for me, though,
everyone, I think.
I think so, yes. Let's not pretend that we're not all geeks. Let's do this Oxcast. The real highlight is on Thursday night, when you can see two, pinch me, ultra-rare episodes of Doctor Who. Now, these are part of a treasure trove of 1960s Doctor Who episodes, which you may have heard were recently discovered in a Nigerian television station.
Really?
Yes, they were. Apparently there's this guy who describes himself, straight-facedly describes himself as the Indiana Jones of television, who goes around the world to various, like, out-of-the-way places where, like, long-forgotten tapes may have just been, like, put in a cupboard. And he found these rare Doctor Who episodes that the BBC taped over, basically.
Wow.
Yeah, because BBC, basically, at one point in the 1970s, I think it was, the BBC looked at a stack of things like old episodes of Doctor Who and Dad's Army and other great classics like that. And I think there was Steptoe and Son and things like that. And basically said, will anyone ever want to watch these again? No, I don't think so. And besides, it's probably easier for us to use those tapes as storage mediums. It's like my VHS of The Lion King all over again. Anyway, you can see extracts from The Web of Fear and The Enemy of the World for the first time in decades in Whitney. The Whitney Film Festival is one of the first screenings these are going to get in the UK. And there's also going to be an introductory compilation of rare Doctor Who and Dalek-themed footage.
Lovely.
I know.
It's the 50 years of Doctor Who this year and 50 years of National Theatre. So 1963 is like the big year in British culture.
Yeah, exactly. The two titans of British culture together. That is at 7 p.m. on Thursday. For the locations and times of all films in the festival, check out www.whitneyfilm.com.
On to Friday, there's another fantastic live Friday at the Ashmolean this month, but we want to let you know about a pre-Ashmolean warm-up event, which is the Board Game Remix Party, all very good words, which is going to be from 5 to 7 at the Old Museum in the Museum of Oxford. So the Old Museum is a new space that's opened inside the Museum of Oxford, which is a museum adjacent to the Town Hall building.
I heard you like museums, so I put a museum in your museum.
Exactly. And at this party, there will be board games, but perhaps not the way you might expect it. There are board games with a twist, board game mashups, board game remixes. I'm going to leave you to kind of find out. But
we've been all about board games on the Oxcast recently.
Board games are really, yeah, they're having their moment. And this event is completely free, and there's going to be a bar with some drinks and snacks as well. But really, it's just a great opportunity to check out a fantastic new space which has opened in the centre of Oxford. The Museum of Oxford has just been accredited Arts Council accreditation as a museum, so it's got to meet certain standards in terms of exhibits and user service, and it's set to become a really special place. And the Old Museum is a room kind of inside this, which is going to be able to be used for performances and events. So I think it's got a very interesting future to come. So you want to be there to see it first.
Amazing.
And that's 5 to 7 this Friday at the Old Museum in the Museum of Oxford.
Best location ever. Well, after something off to round off your Friday night, you can head to the Ultimate Picture Palace on Cowley Road. They are doing a late night screening of The Big Lebowski, so it fits in nicely after your event there. It's the classic Coen Brothers mobster comedy. It's a cult film that has inspired a million stoned rewatchings. It's all right. We
don't condone drug use.
No, we're cutting edge here, though. We're down with the kids. Attendees to this watching are encouraged to come in costume as a character from the film, and the UPP will be awarding prizes for best and worst dressed. I think it would be a bit cruel if you turned up not realising the competition.
No.
They were like, oh, you've come as worst dressed. Well done. Oh, dear. That's my fear, but I'm sure it won't actually happen. Anyway, that starts at 11 p.m, so it's a perfect way to round off a Friday night spent bowling and slacking.
If you want to find out more about any of the events we've spoken about so far, or indeed about any other event which might be happening in Oxfordshire, you can check our website, dailyinfo.co.uk.
Also there, you'll find jobs listings, rooms to let, things to sell and buy, and basically anything you could possibly need to survive in Oxford.
We also list every single cinema event, and there are loads and loads of regular workshops and classes which happen in Oxford. So if you want to learn a new skill or do some yoga, go and find out where and when on Daily Info.
Speaking of events, what's happening this weekend?
Well, it's the Oxford Ceramics Fair. It's in its 14th year, and it's being held at St Edward's School in North Oxford, which is kind of just next to the North Wall. It's an annual exhibition and celebration of UK potters, not to be mixed with Potterheads, the Harry Potter fans.
Or indeed Potheads.
Just in case. Or Potheads, if yeah. More your thing. There will be demonstrations, workshops, talks, and you can also buy some of the work too. So it's a part gallery, part shop, part festival, and if you're interested in art or sculpture or craft, then you should definitely check it out. And you can also meet many of the makers, who are quite good, you know, for arty networking. Or it might just be a great place to pick up a really unusual and unique Christmas present.
Oh God, you said it! You said the Christmas word!
I'm so on Christmas already. Got everything sorted. So there are lots of different pottery disciplines involved, and everything's handcrafted. And all the potters were, in fact, they had to apply and they were selected. So the standard's really high.
Really high,
and
yeah.
And it's going to be really exquisite pieces. But it's £6 entry, and it's 10 till 6 on Saturday and 10 till half 4 on Sunday.
Sounds amazing. But what if I were, let's say, allergic to clay? What else would I do with my weekend?
Well, St Hugh's College has a great event. St Hugh's is one of Oxford's first women's colleges, and their famous alumni include the Burmese Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi, and also historic suffragette Emily Wilding Davison, also known as the one who threw herself under the King's Horse.
Oh, was she, that her who
That's
threw
her.
Herself under
so
the King's Horse?
So this year marks 100 years since Davison's death, and St Hugh's are commemorating her with an afternoon of debate and discussion on suffragettes and women's rights and feminism. And the panel they have is incredible! So it's chaired by the principal of St Hugh's, who's Eilish Angeloni, and panellists include Laura Bates, who founded the Everyday Sexism Project, Caroline Criado Perez, who successfully campaigned to keep women on British banknotes. There's also novelist Bonnie Greer, community development specialist Sarah Cowan, and Kerry Goddard, the chief executive of the Fawcett Society, and finally barrister Baroness Helena Kennedy, who I've seen speak at other events and is really wonderful.
That sounds an incredible lineup.
What a lineup!
I have to say, I'm not very happy about the sexism displayed. Not a single man on that panel.
Deal with it. There will also be a small exhibition about Emily and a kind of tea party following the talk to continue discussions in a more informal and relaxed atmosphere. And tickets are £35. It's from 2 till 6 on Saturday. I would fork out that amount for 4 hours in feminist heaven. And I
recommend some tea.
You do. And tea. Probably cake too.
I'm sure. Moving on to something where I can't get myself into trouble. Let's talk about an amazing gig on at the O2 Academy on Sunday night. It's from London duo Aluna George. Now, these are an electro R&B pair. They haven't quite released their debut album yet. It's coming out very shortly.
They're still hugely popular.
They have won rave reviews. They've kind of got pop-inspired electro beats. So very, very much kind of, you know, new, cutting edge. They came second in this year's Sound of 2013 poll, which the BBC run every year to find the most promising new artist. Previous runners-up, not winners, but runners-up, include Franz Ferdinand, Block Party, and Marina and the Diamonds. So clearly Aluna George are ones to watch.
They were also meant to be headlining at Gathering Festival last weekend, but then I think there was a clash and they couldn't. But if you liked anything at Gathering, you will probably like Aluna George.
I'd say Gathering was pretty fantastic, and if Aluna George were supposed to be headlining that fantastic collection of musicians, they must be something pretty damn special. They're also going to be supported by Ella Ear and Kian, similar kind of electro music there, and they're going to be on at the O2 Academy on Sunday night. The doors are going to open at 7 p.m.
Be careful on Sunday, though, because the clocks do go back. So make sure you set your clocks right, otherwise you might miss Aluna George at the O2 Academy. I have got more women-themed events for you.
Thank goodness for that.
Comedian-turned-writer Ruby Wax will be giving a talk on Monday in the Oxford Town Hall from 7 p.m. It's about her latest book, Sane New World. So Ruby Wax is an active mental health campaigner, and she's been doing that for some time, and she's devised comedy routines in which she uses her own experiences with depression and incorporated that into her stand-up comedy.
Wow.
So it's a big part of her comedy at the moment and her interests. And she's actually previously trained for a postgraduate certificate in psychotherapy and counselling in London, and now she's doing a master's in Oxford on mindfulness-based cognitive therapy.
Ruby Wax has hidden depths that I'd never even known of.
She is amazing.
Very clearly.
So she will be explaining how to feel saner and become the master of your mind, but I don't think it will sound, you know, soul, body and mind.
New agey.
Because she'll probably be cracking some amazing jokes and keeping you really entertained.
On to Tuesday, and we all know Halloween is coming next week. You can be prepared to have sweets demanded menaces at your doorstep. You can get into the Halloween mood on Tuesday at Oxford Castle Unlocked, who are offering a haunted house experience unlike any other. Terror Tuesdays will set you loose in the castle, which is going to be filled with flesh-crawling encounters and scary live performers. It's one of these haunted house walkthroughs. The castle has a 1,000-year history as a place of war, execution and imprisonment, and they are promising to condense all of that horror into one enjoyable live walkthrough. Lucky us, eh, that we get to go on a live walkthrough.
Intense.
Exactly.
Very intense.
You're going to be wearing dust masks and you'll probably be walking on tiptoes. You can start off in the old prison hospital and explore down into the subterranean castle crypt. I'd say it does all sound a bit intense.
I think it's going to do what it says in the tin. It's going to be terrifying.
Exactly, absolutely. You have to admit, you can't beat it for an atmospheric location, can you?
I think in Oxford it probably is the best place for some hardcore horror.
Excellent. The tours start every 20 minutes from 7 to 9, and you can take along up to 4 friends who will watch you being a big old scaredy cat. So Terror Tuesdays are actually running every week in October and November, so don't worry if you can't make it this week, because there will be plenty more opportunities to be scared out of your mind.
And you can also hear about plenty of other scary opportunities to celebrate Halloween next week in our spooky Halloween special.
That's right. We're also going to be having an interview with the new company Demijohn, who've opened up in Oxford, and who offer a range of delicious alcohol.
Yum.
Or, of course, you can just check dailyinfo.co.uk for all of the events that are on in and around Oxfordshire in the next week.
You can also connect with us on social media. On Twitter, search Daily Info Oxford, and on Facebook also.